I'd like now to welcome to the program photographer Wyatt Gallery. His new book is called Tent Life Haiti, and he will be speaking at Collected Works Bookstore this Friday, the 3rd of June at 3 in the afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for having me here.
So you were in Haiti a couple of months after that major earthquake, and you made photographs of these kind of tent camps and the people living in them. What was it like?
Yes, I went to Haiti twice, March and September, and it's completely overwhelming being there. Even though I photographed after the tsunami and after Hurricane Katrina, it was just completely saddening and overwhelming. And at the same time, you know, the people's spirit and their energy was very inspiring to me personally. And, continually really moved me to see how they were handling themselves in this situation.
How did they respond to you, a foreigner, a photographer, coming in to point cameras at them?
The majority of the time, they were very open to it. There was only a couple camps where people really didn't want to be photographed, and those were the camps that were, number one, getting the most media attention, and number two, getting the least amount of assistance. But in general, I often say that what I put out is what I get in return. And when I show up with a lot of respect and love and really honor them, they feel the trust. And they open up to me. And the photographs, I find, are really collaborations between me and these people living in the tents of Haiti. Most of the time, I couldn't communicate with them to tell them how to pose or where to sit or anything like that. It was just very natural, just recording how they were.
You photographed not only the tents and the people and so on, but also some of the photographs I found kind of strange and moving were the ruins of these buildings, like the cathedral and the royal palace. What was it like to see these buildings just crumbling?
Well, I mean, you can feel the nostalgia, you know, from looking at such a beautiful historic building that's just been, you know, totally toppled over by nature. And it's really just like, so powerful, you know, to know that nature can just take back anything. And the history of these buildings and the beauty of the building is just so great, and it's too bad to see it taken away like that.
Was it demoralizing for the people?
I think so, yeah. I mean, if you look at one of the photographs of the their White House, the presidential palace, you'll notice in the photograph that all of the people are actually, they look as if they're just standing in front waiting for something, but they're actually facing the palace, staring at it in disbelief. And this is 2 months afterwards, so it's not the first time they had seen it, but you could tell that it was still something they just could not fathom, that their presidential palace, this grand building, had just crumbled. And as well as this amazing cathedral. And I think it really does, you know, hurt them deeply to see that.
You went back 6 months later. What had changed?
The biggest change was that people were no longer living in tents. They were living under tarps. And they had created these makeshift homes using tarps that were donated by USAID. And they took tree limbs and sticks and were able to create a structure and then make walls and a roof out of the tarp. And this was a good step forward for them, that they, you know, this was not great, but it was better than a tent. And they said that, it held up better in the rains and the winds and it was more comfortable than a tent. That was the major difference that I saw at that time.
There were billions of dollars worth of aid given to Haiti by ordinary people and by governments and all sorts of helpful agencies. And it seems like there should be a lot more going on than tarps. Have you been involved in that question? What happened to all the aid?
Well, there's different types of aid. You know, there's governmental aid, and then there's individual aid. The organizations that I've worked with, I saw directly what they were doing. So JPH Row and Healing Haiti, I was with them, volunteering with them, and they're making a huge difference in the daily lives of thousands of people in Haiti by either giving them clean water, giving them food, giving them, you know, the tarps and the tents, creating education, you know, teacher salaries, orphanage homes. JPH Row is the organization run by Sean Penn, and they manage one of the largest camps, and they created a lot of organization within the camp so that it was just a better way of living. They had a free hospital and would, you know, were delivering babies and saving toddlers' lives while I was there. So it was very inspirational seeing what these organizations are doing on the ground. A lot of the problem is that there's, you know, miscommunications in Haiti. You know, there's a lot of political issues that are holding back the money and holding back the money from being used. And that's not always things that these NGOs can control. I'm not sure about the political side of things, but from what I saw in my experience, there are a lot of organizations on the ground in Haiti that are making a huge difference right now.
How do you hope that your photographs will help?
Well, I know that they already have helped, which I feel great about. We've raised over $30,000 through my photographs, as well as my other friends' photographs who went with me to Haiti. And that money is going has already gone back to Healing Haiti and JPH Row for their work in Haiti. As well, it's created a lot of awareness, not only for the tragedy within Haiti, but for the uplifting spirit of the people of Haiti, and that the fact that they still have hope in their heart, and you can see it in their eyes, has given a lot of people in the U.S. more hope and more, you know, kind of commitment to take initiative and to do something still for the people of Haiti. I've been speaking at a lot of schools, and each time I speak at the school, the students on their own initiative get involved and want to do something for Haiti and end up raising money, raising clothes, or doing something to give back to the people of Haiti. So it's great that these photographs can inspire people to do more, no matter on what level that is.
Wyatt Gallery is a photographer. His new book is called Tent Life Haiti, and he will be at Collected Works Bookstore in Santa Fe this Friday, the 3rd of June, at 3 in the afternoon. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.